Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Big Brother Report's Big Brother Canada pre-show. I am one of your hosts, Shady. And, guys, the show is brought to you by Get Real LOL. It's great to be back, and you know what? Other people are back with me, so let's go ahead and bring them on.
Corporate, approved memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage.
Happy BB Day!
And she's not the only one that's back with us. Everybody, please join me in welcoming back Claudia. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome
so
back.
Excited.
What are you, welcome back, Cotter?
I'm so excited.
Hello, everyone.
How is everybody doing? And yes, Ryan in the chat room, this is great.
Good time fly. And we're back again.
It's just, it's nuts. It's great. And somebody's got an echo going on, and it's not me.
It might be me. Hold on. I'm going to mute. You two carry on.
All right. Yes, it definitely was her, but that's okay. So, all right, guys. We are back live with the Big Brother Canada. Of course, this is just the beginning. Well, actually, it was Australia. Then Celebrity Big Brother. We didn't do anything for Celebrity Big Brother, but we did cover Australia, which Tammy and Claudia got addicted to.
I've been addicted to it. I pulled Cammy in with me.
I was going to say that. Claudia did pull Cammy in with her when it came to Australia, especially when it came to Clawson. if there is a pair like Clawson on Big Brother Canada, we are all in trouble.
I'm down with the showmans, always.
We know that. All right.
Shady, I think the echo might actually be you.
It could be me. I'm trying to come in with Skype, and it won't let me, so bear with me.
Okay. The echo's only there when Tammy comes back on.
Her show troubles. Yeah. I'll be back.
No, it's there all the time. I can hear it right now.
Well, do you have a separate window open with the speaker on?
Me, no.
To chat in the chat room?
Yeah, but when I Skype in, it turns that off.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I don't hear any echo. And guys in the chat room, if you hear an echo, let me know. Yeah, Misty doesn't hear one either.
Okay.
All right, guys, so... Like I said, there's no echo for listeners. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Misty. All right. So, guys, we are back. We're going to be discussing the cast for this coming up season. We are going to be talking about everybody. We're also going to be talking about an exclusive interview that Kimmy and I were both a part of this morning with a certain person from Big Brother Canada. So... tonight, we want to know who's your favorite. Who do you think the person from Big Brother Canada Season 3 is going to be your pick to win? Will it be Bruno, Brittany, Bobby, Nick 2.0, a.k.a. Sarah, Johnny, Kevin, Sabrina Abate clone mixed together of Nea and Pilar. Greg.
Let's talk about that, Shady. How many of this year's house guests look like a former house guest or a combination of a couple of former house guests? It's kind of scary.
Yeah, Sarah is definitely a Nick 2.0. We got Nea and Pilar. Pilar, her face looks just like Sab's. Her face is Sabrina. She's Sabrina in just a different hairstyle. Now, a lot of people were saying to Sabrina that Nea looks, like her, but I get that. I get both of those comparisons, but I truly think that Pilar really looks like Saps. Godfrey, it reminds me of LaJuan from Big Brother US. Jordan reminds me of, guys? Have you ever watched on Bravo, Million Dollar Listing LA?
No.
All right, he reminds me of Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing LA, the guy named Jordan. If you actually Google Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing LA and put his picture next to Jordan, they look identical. It's like they cast him from a Million Dollar Listing.
Hmm.
So
early favorite, Shady, who do you think you're going to like coming out of the gates?
I'm going to do it again.
Hold on. Let me preface this for our listeners. For those of you that are not familiar with how this goes, Shady will say who his favorite is. They will not win. They'll be one of the first ones evicted.
Three times I've done this, whoever I picked, as I'm about to say this person's name, has been evicted first every time in Big Brother Australia, Big Brother Canada, and Big Brother US. The past three seasons, the past season of each one, whoever I picked has gone home first every time. I've not failed with that. So the person the person I'm picking to win Big Brother, who I think will be kind of cool, is a Nick 2.0, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no way she'll make it that far. Not even a little bit.
Let me bring back Tammy onto the air, and I got to call her to screen.
Hello?
Hey, Tammy.
You can hear me finally?
Okay.
Yes.
Jeez, I was saying hello, hello, hello. Okay, craziness. Just an FYI, Shady logged out. Where'd Shady go? Okay.
Shady went to go screen a caller.
All right, because the thing came up that our episode ended, which was weird. Welcome, everybody. Sorry about all the technical difficulties. Remember, it is our first show of the year, and we always go through it. I know we're getting ready to talk about the house guests, and we want to hear from you, too, what you think. We had the privilege of speaking to the one and only Arissa Cox today. We had an exclusive interview with her. She's awesome.
She is so awesome.
She's
so down
awesome.
To earth.
You know,
she's so funny.
She's funny and she's engaging and charming and it's crazy. And just imagine you're sitting there and your cell phone rings and it's her. And I have spoken to her before last season and she just gets better. If you want to hear the episode, the interview, you can go to our YouTube channel, just put in Get Real LOL, or you can go to our website, tbbr.us and getreallol.com. They are both on there. We did ask her about spoilers, and she did say there would be one or two tonight right out of the gate. And
I
think we might know what one is, correct, Claudia?
Yeah, we've heard a few rumors. A few things have gotten out. If you don't like spoilers, turn us off for just a minute because I'm going to give you a couple. All right, for those that have turned their sets off, the rest of us like spoilers. One of the spoilers is that they are going to have to earn their way. First of all, there'll be no HOH out of the block. So they all just kind of did a private vote four nominees, but they had to earn their way somehow or another into the bedroom. They also had to earn their luggage. So the first night they may have slept on the couches and the carpet, and we don't know yet.
And also, and mind you, people, we don't know 100% if these spoilers are true. So we're going to say allegedly. And why don't we talk about the other spoiler of there's two people on the block already, and one's going to go before the live feeds even turn on.
Yes, the live feeds, there will be an eviction show Wednesday. And at some point after the eviction show Wednesday night, the live feeds will turn on at that point. That we do know for sure. Somebody's going to be evicted, and we will never see this person on the live feeds.
So
they will not have even been in the house for a full week.
If my pick's correct, it'll be Sarah that's gone. All right. All right, guys, it's time to bring on a caller, somebody who's in the chat room, and his name is Ryan. So, guys,
Ryan.
I'm going to play this theme song. It's our family theme song, just to get us back to hearing it, and also to welcome Ryan to the air. We also have another caller coming on after him. This theme will only be played once. So here we go. Please welcome Ryan to the air right after I play this.
Oh, people like us, we've got to stick together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here's to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living on the bottom. Oh, 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 oh. We are all misfits, living in a world on fire.
Everybody, please welcome Ryan. Hey,
Ryan.
Hey, that was awesome, that intro. I feel empowered.
Have that song because we are the Misfits. We're the land of Misfit toys. Anybody who is a BB head, a BB addict, watches BB, that's what... Hold on, I have a call. Let's see who it is. BB Hotline. I'm only kidding. Anybody who knows, we're diehards, and the Get Real Big Brother Report, we're one big huge family no matter what we're doing, and without a doubt. And just real quick before we start going over the house guests, when I did interview Arissa today, she also said that she watches the live feeds. Her sister's addicted to the live feeds, which I think is awesome, because there are a lot of BB alumni who don't watch live feeds. There are some BB hosts that don't watch the live feeds. And the fact that she watches the live feeds, so Arissa has her favorites and there's people she can't stand. And I did ask her that last year when I interviewed her, that she has to stay impartial, and she did say it's hard. But I want to give a big kudos to her because she's awesome. Okay, people, let's go. Let's start going over these people. First part, are we going to do our just so you know, this show, it is uncensored. So if you are of a certain age and you shouldn't be here, make sure you sneak in. Our pre-show picks. Okay. Shady, who was yours again?
Well, everybody already knows from what we just said that whoever I picked to win always goes on first. So my pick to win is Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Claudia?
This is not based so much on their preseason interviews or what they've said, but I always kind of like to go with somebody who's kind of out on their own.
Right.
So based on the province map that we put together and posted, I'm going to go for either Johnny or Zach because they're the only ones from their own province. Everybody else is somebody else from their province.
Okay.
So that's my pick, Johnny or Zach.
Ryan?
Willow,
I like Willow.
Yeah,
Willow.
Definitely one to watch.
I like Willow, and I also like Johnny. I like mm-hmm. Johnny because, A, he's Italian, and his last name is so great. It's like Collada Ruglio. It has a lot of symbols, and that's why I like him.
I'm surprised nobody picked Kevin as their preseason pick.
Kevin. All right, let's get to okay. So then we have – let's go this way. All right, let's talk about Kevin. What do you think about Kevin, Ryan?
I think he – oh, was that me? Was that Claudia?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's you.
Oh, that's me? Okay. Kevin is definitely an early show favorite just because of his preseason interview, but you know
right.
how those are. They play it up for the producers, get him on the show, yada, yada, yada. I mean, he is a poker player, so I definitely see that working for his advantage. But like Brian from Big Brother 10, I could also see him, you know, getting found out early and being one of the first ones sent home. That's my with if he's either going to go far or not far at all. No middle.
All right, that's Kevin. Now, Claudia, don't you have – Claudia's our BB analyst. She finds out all the dirt. Why don't you tell the listening audience about the person who was almost on last year and what happened?
Oh, yeah. That was Jordan, if I remember correctly. It was a couple of days ago I dug that information up. He was supposed to be on last season, was all scheduled to go into the house, but he was in a bad car accident and so did not go in. And, some guy by the name of John Party went in as the alternate for him last year. And I think I remember hearing that he did pretty well.
How crazy is that? That he was a sub and he came in and won it all.
I know. So, yeah, that's a little bit going on with him. As far as the females go, I really have to root for Brittany. Just because, you know, she has said in her preseason interviews that, you know, because she is a plus-size model, she's used to dealing with lots of different types of people, lots of different females, and she knows how to kind of handle their cattiness and stuff. So I've always got to pick a female to root for because it's not very often females win Big Brother. So I'm kind of hoping she does well. I think, like Ryan was saying about Kevin, either Brittany's going to go really far or the girls aren't going to like her because even though she's plus size, she is a model and she'll be out early.
We're being corrected in our chat room. T.L. Conley is saying Greg the one that was injured. And just
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
listening, you know, 99% of the people listening don't go in the chat room, don't know about the chat room. If you want to go in the chat room while our show is on, just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see where you can log in with your Facebook and Twitter, and you can go into our chat room and talk to other BB fans and actually interact with the show. We're going to be coming on once a week. Tonight's just premiere night on Monday, so we're doing our little thing here, but I believe we're going to be coming on every Tuesday after – what time are we coming on, Shady? 8?
Yeah, we'll be coming on 8 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Okay, so I've
– Either 7 or 8. We're not sure exactly, but 7
okay.
or 8.
The way I was thinking was people are going to be going through withdrawal because you got Sunday, you got Monday, then you got to wait till Thursday, and then boom, Tuesday, here we are. We're our present to you. We're also going to have on our YouTube channel AJ Berman from Big Brother Canada. He does a show every year with us on the radio. He usually hosts his own show, but this year he's going to be doing his own YouTube show for us. I believe it's called Getting Real with AJ, but I don't have confirmation on that yet. So he's going to do a recap every week. And then this year,
it's
for the
actually,
first time...
It's going to be just like his old show. It's going to be Project Pawn Star.
Project Pawn Star. Get Real's Project Pawn Star. Okay, and then this year, for the first time, we're actually opening up YouTube to the fans. We wanted the fans to be able to come on and maybe co-host a show with a friend, with a partner, you know, debate, talk to each other. So we open that platform up. So we're going to have 3 to 4 shows a week on the YouTube channel. We also have our forum, which is getrealforum.com. And on that forum, you could log in and you could discuss the show 24/7 with other people. And also there you will find 24/7 updates of what is going on in the house. We have a plethora, is that how you say it, Gloria? plethora of people like Ryan who are going to help just because he's a fan and he wants to help get information out to all the other fans. We're going to try to go 24/7, so what's going on in the house, you're going to see it minute by minute, so make sure you sign up for it and you get ready. And then we also have our Facebook group, Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada. You could join that. What else can I plug real quick? And you can also go to our website for our blogs, recaps, and everything else at tvvr.us. Okay.
Twitter.
At tvvrca. Okay, let's move on to the next victim. What does everybody think about...
We also have another fan on the line that would like to come on and say their pick.
Okay, let's bring them on. We love the fans.
Everybody, please welcome Damaris.
Hello.
Hey, Damaris.
Hi, Damaris.
Hi.
Are you
Hello, Damaris.
Big brother?
Yeah, my name's Damaris.
Are you excited for tonight?
Yes.
We are, too. We can't wait. Okay, Damaris, who is your preseason pick?
I'm going with Neha.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, I think she's very pretty.
When you look at her real fast, she looks like a Kardashian, doesn't she?
I think she's more smarter than the Kardashians.
Oh, I agree.
I agree so much.
I think the guy's going to be in love with her.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think, let's see, who would I pick to go after her? I see Bobby making a move on her. Because Bobby's pale. He's got blondish, reddish hair.
But I heard he had a girlfriend.
Oh, he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Bobby. Let's see. What about Jordan?
Jordan?
Maybe. So that's your pick. And is there anybody that you watched video or just read about them that you're like, I don't like them off the bat?
I have to go with the,
It's all right if you can't remember.
It's just that there's so many of them.
I
get
we
confused.
Don't know them yet. We don't know them yet, and this is not a test. Don't worry. You can't fail it.
Oh, I don't like Zach.
Zach. Everybody was excited. If you watch BB USA, there was, of course, Zach on there. And everybody was like, oh, my God, there's another Zach. Yes, there's another Zach.
He reminds me of Cody.
A little bit. He does remind me of Cody as well. Now, what does everybody think about the house? Now, I just want to say, when I first saw the house, I thought of if I was in Willy Wonka's palace on crack. What do you guys think?
Well, personally, I am not a fan of steampunk, which is the theme they've done this year. Now, if you like steampunk, they've done a great job with it. It's everywhere. I'm just not a fan of steampunk. So that's
what you're saying is you don't like steampunk.
No, I don't like steampunk.
We should have
a little bit.
Ryan, what do you think about the house?
Ryan had to go. He has homework to do, and he has already left the building.
Do that homework before BB starts.
And Patrick wants to remind us that evictions are Wednesday nights this season, not Thursdays.
Yes, I believe Sunday at 7. I don't know who came up with this schedule. Sunday at 7, Monday at 8, Wednesday at 9.
So.
Yes, it's going to be kind of crazy.
All right, before we continue, Ryan may have dropped, but let's go ahead and bring on another member of our family here at Get Real LOL. Please, everybody, welcome back this gentleman.
Caution, Casey has been detected.
Everybody, please welcome back Casey.
Casey!
Hey, guys, what's up?
Here's so cool about Casey. Casey disappears. Casey's got to get school done and everything else. And Casey gets to come back with his kick-ass theme song.
Yes.
All right, Casey, give it to us. Who's your pre-show pick to win it all?
I'm going to have to say I haven't made up my mind yet.
Oh.
Because there are a couple of people that I really want to see.
Hmm.
I kind of want to see how they play the game.
Yeah, I want to. I don't. I. Because me, if I pick someone, they're doomed to fail.
Hmm.
Just seems like mine. But it looks like Godfrey's going to be a really good player. But I mean, I like the people who are, you know, who look fun. And that's my male pick and female pick. I think I'm going to pick Willow.
Willow. A lot of people like Willow.
Yeah.
What do we think about why everybody likes Willow?
I don't know. She looks fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she just looks fun and easygoing and laid back.
Let me ask you a question, people. When's the last time ever in Big Brother that someone that's laid back won?
Hmm. No one.
Never. Willow's not going to win. She's cute. She's
well, I don't know. John was pretty laid back. He was strategic as well, but he was pretty laid back.
Well,
I got to kind of argue with you on that one.
He was laid back in a sneaky kind of way.
Oh, what about Hayden?
Yeah, Hayden did too, yeah.
Hayden, right. Charming, used his strategies. Yeah, we could say that. Without a doubt.
Let me ask about a different house guest. What do you guys think of Bruno? Mm-hmm. He's the only guy going into the house, or he's the only
father.
Person going into the house that is married and is a dad.
He's from Ottawa. I gotta root for Bruno too. I mean, you know, you have kids. I mean, you know, they're all gonna say they come on for their kids, but you know they're coming on to get the money to help their family. So you got, you know, in my head, I gotta. A root for Bruno. And let's see, Bruno, has there ever been a BD person with kids to win?
Oh, I know, Maggie.
Yeah, Derek.
Maggie?
Oh my God, how did I forget that? Holy shit.
Are we at all concerned that it will turn into Bruno has a daughter?
Yeah, and Derek wasn't the norm. Derek was like, you know, a co-op going in there, a sniper. He wasn't the
undercover.
Norm. Right. Yeah. Norm.
And I think a big thing that, you know, I'm looking like maybe like at Paul's situation, because there was a situation last season when they started talking because there were two sets of parents in the house, and
they
could relate. So I don't think Bruno's really going to have that opportunity because, as you're saying, I haven't really looked at their family situation, but you're saying that this is the only person with, kids and a family that's married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only.
Oh.
Now, Claudia, our BB analyst, is there any other rumors or gossip floating around?
Well, there is the rumor of who has already been put on the block.
Okay, people, if you don't want to hear... lower your volume.
No, I want to hear.
You know, we love giving spoilers, but we don't want to, give the message to people who don't want to hear. So lower your volume, and our analyst will say who is currently on the block.
You have been warned.
Yes.
Rumor has it, to quote Adele.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We don't know this is true.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is true, then Shady's streak is broken because the rumor is that Risha and Cindy with an S are the ones on the block.
Wow.
There's still veto.
Okay, and if I can ask, who won HOH?
The rumor has it that there is not an HOH the first week.
Are you serious?
Really? Okay.
That is the going rumor.
Right.
Are there any rumors to how they get nominated, or is it like
they all went into, you know, the diary room or whatever and voted.
Okay.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
And also, aren't they gonna come on Wednesday with the eviction show and just have Canada vote someone out, boom, done. Right? Before the live feeds even come on.
That's what we've heard, yes.
Wow, we won't even get to see one person on the live feed.
So, people,
right.
we're dropping lots of gossip, lots of rumors here, you know.
So, we'll have tonight's show to see them. We'll have the preseason interviews to see them. We'll see a little bit of them on Wednesday, and then Canada's going to vote, and boom, they're out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feeds will come on. So, yes, we will never see this person on live feeds.
Wow.
That poor person. I feel bad for that person.
I do. They won't have even been in the house a week because they just went in on Friday.
What's that? That reminds me of Jody.
Yeah, Jody.
Jody Box. Poor Jody.
Mm.
Well, people, I want to remind everybody, subscribe to our channel you're listening on now. This way you get automatic emails or reminders to you when the show's on. We're going to be coming on the radio each week with spoilers and guests from BB Canada, Pat, BB alumni. We're going to be breaking down Big Brother. We're going to have surprises. We're going to have so much in store for you. So subscribe to the radio show channel that you see in front of you.
Hello.
Yes.
If I can ask, are we having Paul or like Netta on or something?
We're going to go as the season goes. I did announce that on our YouTube channel, AJ's going to host a BB recap show.
Once a week.
And over here, we're going to have guests that come on, like we did last year, of BB alumni that are going to come on here. And then also, we have been told that we will have access to the evicted house guests. So that's going to be completely exciting. So as they're evicted, hopefully they'll come on over. So, you know, hit that subscribe channel because between our website, our forum, our radio show, our YouTube, you know, we have everything for you to meet all your Big Brother Canada needs. Anybody have anything to say? Let's give people time to go to the bathroom, get their snacks. If you're in the USA, figure out how the hell you're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out.
And as Arissa said, she likes us U.S. people because we're sneaky. And
yes.
We all know when she said that, she's referring to the fact that we figure out ways to watch the show.
Yes, she loves that fact, without a doubt. And her biggest pet peeve are rude people. Not people who are outspoken and speak their mind, just rude people. And I'm assuming she's talking about people on social media, so to the rude people. All right, everybody. Get your stuff ready. Thanks for joining us. Hit the subscribe button, and let's see what happens. We'll be back next week, I believe, on Tuesday with the first radio show. And take us out, Shady.
Well, also, guys, we have some other shows that will be stirring up and concerning Big Brother Canada. And, yes, Casey asked a question about the former housemates. I am in the process of actually talking to one this very second. So, guys, you want to know about what housemates are going to be joining us this coming up season? Well, tune in next Tuesday. all right, guys, I just had to do that. So, until next Tuesday, guys.
How we missed it.
All right, until next Tuesday, guys. This is Shady. That's Cammie. That's Claudia. That's Casey. Thank you to Ryan and Damaris for calling in. And have a wonderful night, guys. Take care.
BB's back. Whew.